It's Shabbos, Parshas Lech Lecha. Shabbos at Tzaddikim we're very excited about because of the Parsha. We live with Avraham Avinu this week, the entire Parsha. Unlike Bereshis and Noach, which have many sad, difficult parts, the Mabul, the Chatoyim in Parshas Bereshis, Lech Lecha is a complete joyous parasha, the parasha of Ato Hashem Elokim Asher Bachata VeAvram VeHoytzeisim Eurkastim VeSamta Shemay Avraham UMatzases Levavoi Neman LeFanecha BeChoroi Simoy HaBris. That's all parashas Lech Lecha. Avram becomes Avraham. Avram becomes a Yid in parashas Lech Lecha. First mitzvah ever given to a Yid is the eighth mitzvah, the mitzvah of Bris Milah, the mitzvah that is supposed to be performed on the eighth day. Then Shmoinas Yomim Yimoil, which is the eighth mitzvah after the Zion mitzvahs B'nai Noach, is Parshas Lech Lecha. The end of the Parshas is about the Bris of Avraham Avinu. This Shabbos is the eighth day of Mar Cheshvan. This Shabbos, this year, it falls out that Shabbos Parshas Lech Lecha is Ches Mar Cheshvan, the eighth day of the eighth month. Friday is Zion Mar Cheshvan, which is the day that in Eretz Yisrael they begin asking for rain. The same Talmud Motor is Zion Mar Cheshvan, which the lesson of Zion Cheshvan is a lesson of Avos Yisrael, that we don't ask for rain until every Yid that came for Yom Tov got home, even the Achron Shabbi Yisrael, Ad Shemagia Achron Shabbi Yisrael, in a hard process, the Mishnah says in Tanis. And the lesson of Avos Yisrael here in the month of Mar Cheshvan, the month of Piyud, the month in which everyone goes home, everyone is scattered in Mar Cheshvan, everyone is going back to their homes, to their private, to their cities, to their private homes. Unlike in Tishrei, we were all together in the Beis HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim, Ir Shechubra Lo Yachtav. The Pirud, Begashmi is all called upon him, the Pirud begins in Mar Cheshvan, and yet as the Pirud begins, we have this tremendous lesson of Ahavas Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael are united in such a way that Hagam, they are separating and they're different, everyone's going on their own way, yet we don't ask for rain, despite that rain is necessary and it's so necessary that the halacha is when you have to daven for something which is necessary, and on Sukkot already it's necessary, but we wait till after Sukkot so it shouldn't stir the Yom Tov. We wait till every year is home, there should be no discomfort for anyone, which is a tremendous lesson in Avas Yisrael and Achdus Yisrael, beginning right in the month of Mar Cheshvan, the month in which we go in our own way. And perhaps there's a reason why this lesson of Avas Yisrael, of Zion Cheshvan, of the fact that we delay the requesting for rain until Zion Mar Cheshvan is, as we begin the month of Mar Cheshvan, this is the tikkun for that which occurred in Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan is the month in which the Merida against Malchus Beis David took place, as Kemavur in Melachim and Parakid Aleph, Beis. So there it talks about the split of Malchei Yisrael from Malchus Beis David, Yerovim Ben Nevot, was in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. It was on the 15th of Mar Cheshvan that Yerovim proclaimed he wanted to push off Sukkot, that Sukkot should be in Mar Cheshvan, HaChodesh HaShabodah Milibay, as it says there in the Pesukim. And the period in Klal Yisrael, which separated Malchus Beis David from Malchus Yisrael from Malchus Beis David, the Pagam in Malchus Beis David, began in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. And this is really rooted in the Pagam, in the Machloikus of Yosef and the brothers, which we see in this week's parasha, Parshas Lech Lecha, which is the Shabbos, this parasha was always read in the month of Mar Cheshvan, that Avraham Avinu is busy with this. And with a few introductions, number one, we mentioned last week, according to the Yaris Dvash, Mar Cheshvan is Shimon. Mar Cheshvan is Keneged Chodesh Shimon. There's another opinion. The Arizal says it's Menashe. There's another opinion that brought down also in Sefer, it's brought down in the Pri Tzadik and Shem Yishmuel, that it goes according to the order of their birth, starting from Nisan. So Iyar is Shimon. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. That means Iyar has a connection to Shimon, and Mar Cheshvan have a connection to Shimon. And the emes is that these 2 months, Iyar and Mar Cheshvan, are connected. They're both referred to in Parshas Noach as the Chodesh Hasheni, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's Iyar. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it's Mar Cheshvan. The Machloek is when the Mabel started. Did the Mabel start in Mar Cheshvan, or did the Mabel start in Iyar? So Iyar and Mar Cheshvan are related. So there are two opinions, which Chodesh is Shimon. It's actually a third opinion, the Chodesh of is Shimon. But for tonight, Iyar is Shimon, Mar Cheshvan is Shimon. And Iyar and Mar Cheshvan not only are similar in the fact that they're both referred to as either the second or eighth month, depending if you count from Tishrei or Nisan, they are also both months in between two very great months. Iyar is in between Nisan and Sivan, Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. Mar Cheshvan is in between Tishrei and Kislev, Yerach HaEsonim, and the month of Kislev, the month of Chanukah, the month of the Hizgalos of the Ur HaGonos. Both of these months are preparation, both of these months are days of toil, of Avodah, to prepare for the month that's coming. Iyar, to prepare for Matan Torah. Mar Cheshvan, to prepare for Kislev, to prepare for Chanukah. So you'll do with it. Shavuos and Chanukah are very similar, both in the third month. Both are Yamim Tovim associated with Torah. Both are Yamim Tovim, which the minhag is to eat dairy. So Iyar and Mar Cheshvan are months of Hachanah. They are also months in the Mazel. Iyar is Mazel Shor, and Mar Cheshvan is Mazel Akrav. Iyar is Taurus, Mar Cheshvan is Scorpio. Akrav, says Rabbeinu Bachye, is Klipas Yishmael. Where do we see this? We see when Yosef is being sold into slavery. Before he was sold, he was thrown into a pit. Chazal tell us on the pasuk, "V'haboy reik ein boy mayim ein boy avol nechoshim ve'akrabim yesh boy." The pit contained snakes and scorpions. Snakes and scorpions go together usually. We see the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, like hizik nachosh ve'akrav birushalayim, nachosh ve'akrav, poisonous creatures. This bar, this particular bar that Yosef was thrown in, contained scorpions. And the next pasuk after the Torah reveals to us that he was cast into a pit which contained scorpions, says the pasuk, "Vayeshvu lecho lechem vayish." The pasuk right after that reveals to us that the pit contained scorpions, says the pasuk, they lifted their eyes and they saw the Yishma'elim coming. V'hine orchas Yishma'elim bo'a migilot. So we see Yishmael and Akrav connected. Klipas Akrav, Yishmael. Mar Cheshvan is Mazel Akrav. We lay in Parshas Lech Lecha, which talks about the birth of Yishmael. This is the parsha in which Yishmael is revealed. V'hu yihye pera adam yaday ba'koil v'yad koil boy. Svarim tell us that where a name is written for the first time in the Torah, that's the shayrish of the name. And as it says in Zohar, kol ha-gvurois nimtokin b'shorshan, all gvurois, midas ha-din is sweetened. The midas ha-din is sweetened in its root. You have to use gvura to fight gvura. Based on that, the hamtoka for Yishmael is Parshas Lech Lecha. Since the Leda, the shayrish of Yishmael, is here in Parshas Lech Lecha, the hamtoka in which we can get rid of the klipa of Yishmael, which is the klipa of Akrav, is in Parshas Lech Lecha, in the month of Mar Cheshvan, the month of Akrav. So what does this have to do with Shimon, who represents Mar Cheshvan according to the Yaris Dvash? We see here that at the beginning of the parasha, that Avraham Avinu, when he enters Eretz Yisrael, he enters and he arrives in a place called Shechem. Vayavar Avram ba'oretz ad mekoim Shechem. Doesn't say till Shechem, the makom of Shechem. So Rashi says here, he davened there for the Bnei Yaakov that when they come to fight Shechem, they should be successful. Elon Mora, he says, is Shechem, Har Grizim, Har Evel. It's interesting, the Bris Avram writes in this week's parasha, the Bris Avram, famous Chassidish Sefer, he writes that not that Avram saw what was going to happen there necessarily. He says that he davened there, he realized that this is a Mokum Muchan Leperonis. So he davened there, and that tefillah helped later on that the Bnei Yaakov were successful in their battle against Shechem and Hamor. We find also later in the parasha, during the story of the four and the five kings, Avraham Avinu runs after the four kings, and it says he chases after them until Vayirdaif ad Don. And then later it says Vayirdafim ad Chayva. So by Don, Rashi says, Sham Toshash Koyche. When he came to the place called Don, he became weak because he saw that his children were destined there to set up a calf for idol worship. Later it says, Ad Chayva, Rashi says there is no such place. Don is called Chayva, Al Shem Avoidus Kaychavim Shasid Eliyaz Sham. So really, Don and Chayva are really one and the same. So what exactly is Avraham Avinu seeing here? What's happening here? This is the first episode. We're talking about the first Avoida of Avraham Avinu upon entering Eretz Yisrael. What's the first thing that he does? It's always important to look at the first. The first thing he's doing is he's going to Shechem. Vayavra Avraham ba'aretz ad makom Shechem. And that's what the Torah reveals to us. The first act of Avraham was entering Shechem, davening there, and there Hashem appears to him and promises him Eretz Yisrael, promises him children, the Zaracha Etein Esa Oretz Hazoiz, Vayiven Shom Mizbeach Lashem Hanire Elov. What is Shechem? What happened there? So Rashi tells us in Vayesha, when Yosef arrives in Shechem, and Yaakov sends him to see the welfare of his brothers, Vayavai Shechema, says Rashi, this is a Mokai Muchan Leperonis, a place that is designated for bad, for evil, for punishment. Sham kilkalu hashvatim. Here's where the shvatim sinned. This is where they plotted to sell Yosef, or where they actually sold him. Sham inu es dina. There they raped Dina. This is where the story of Dina took place. And sham nechlaka malchus beis David. Here's where malchus beis David splits. So Shechem is the Mokom Muchan LePeronis. Avram, upon entering Eretz Yisrael, goes right to Shechem. Right away, Avram Avinu wants to be Mesake in the Kilkel of Shechem, because this is where the Geula depends on the Tikkun of that which takes place in Shechem. And here, Shimon plays a very important role. Shimon is the one who says, Hinei Bal HaChaloimais HaLazeba. He's the one who says, we have to get rid of Yosef. He held that Yosef was Chayiv Misa. Shimon was Mekane Kinas Hashem. He did it L'Shem Shamayim, although there was Kinah involved, Vayikanu Be'echov, and so on. But Shimon was a tzaddik. Shimon is one of the Shiftei Kah. And Shimon's intention, as was the intention of the rest of the Shvatim, as the Megala Amukah says many places, was because they saw that out of Yosef will come Yeravim Ben Nevat, who will rebel against Rechavam. He will rebel against Malchus Beis David. This was their fear, that the split is going to result, as a split's going to come out of Yosef, that's going to result in the war against Malchus Beis David. That means they have to come in, or someone should go out and tell them that it's not. Yeah? They have to come to the Shul to check it out. I'll invite them in. Oh, there's someone there? That's what caused it. So Shimon is the one who was the we mentioned this another talk. Shimon is the one who was the most involved in Mechiras Yosef. He was the loichem, the main fighter against the Yosef is clearly Shimon. And the other brothers joined him. Reuven, we know, was not involved. Reuven is the one who wanted to save him. Yehuda says, even though Yehuda was the one from whom Malchus Beis David comes, Shimon is the one here who's rallying behind Yehuda. Shimon is the one who feels that we have to get Yosef out of the picture because he is trying to rule. Hamoshal Timshal Banu, as we see by the Chalaimus of Yosef, that Yosef wants to rule. The Kachava later on, Yeravim Ben Avot, does come out of Yosef. And the irony of it is that it takes place in the month of Ma'acher Shvat. That's when it happened. Vayelech lechavam Shchema, the Merida Keneged Malchus Beis David starts in the month of Ma'acher Shvat, which is the month of Shimon. L'cha'ira, Shimon is battling for Yehuda. He's bad. In fact, that's why we see later in Tanakh that Shimon traveled with Yehuda. They fought battles together at the beginning of Sefer Shoftim. And Shimon's portion in Eretz Yisrael is Mitoich Nachalas Yehuda. Michevel b'nei Yehuda Nachalas b'nei Shimon, says the Pasuk in Yehoshua. And Rashi brings it on the Pasuk Shema Hashem Koil Yehuda in Pashas Hazayis HaBracha, that Moshe Rabbeinu hints a bracha to Shimon in the bracha of Yehuda. Because Shimon does not receive a bracha from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was upset with Shimon because of the Maaser of Shittim. So Shimon receives a bracha together with Yehuda. Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. Shema is Shimon. Shimon is hinted in the bracha together with Yehuda. And he receives his portion of land together with Yehuda. The question is, why with Yehuda? The Ramban says it was an Einish. This was what Yaakov meant when he said, Achalkein be Yaakov, Va'afitzein be Yisrael. Rashi says it means that Achalkein be Yaakov, Afitzem, Afridem Zemizeh, or Ein Lecha Aniyim V'Soifrim, Umalamdei Tinoikas, Elam Yishimim, Mishimim, they were very poor, they were rebellion, they had to travel from place to place, Kadesh Shiyu Nefutzim, Shiftei Shalevi also. Ramban says more than that. The Ramban says that Shimon did not receive his own specific portion of land in Eretz Yisrael. His portion is scattered, and it's scattered in the portion of Yehuda. Why Dafke Yehuda? And perhaps the reason is because Shimon was Loichem for Yehuda. Shimon fought Yosef because he felt that there was a rebellion against Malchus Beis David already now. He foresaw the future. That's where they bring down. That's when they saw the Yishma'elim. They learned from Yishmael, we learn out Ba'asher Husham, that we don't look into the future. So that's when they realized that they had no right really to Dan Yosef right now. So they started to sell him instead. But clearly, Shimon is the Mekane Keneg, and he's being Loichem for Malchus Beis David. And the split of Malchus Beis David takes place in the same place where the Shvatim are Makalkal, in the same place where Shimon, where the Shvatim want to sell Yosef, or they want to kill Yosef. Originally, the intent was Lechu v'nahargehu v'nashlichehu be'achar aboyrus. This is in Shechem. That's where Malchus Beis David split, and that's where Inu is Dina. And we see interestingly that Shimon is the one who was Leichim over there too. Shimon together with Levi, but Shimon is mentioned first. He's the one who marries Dina, who swears that he will marry Dina, because she doesn't want to go out. He is Leichim for Kedushas HaYisoid. He's Leichim for the Kedusha of Yosef HaTzadik. He's not Leichim against Yosef because he's a menage to the Mida of Yosef, as one can mistakenly believe. No, Shimon is also a Kadosh. Shimon is also Nizhar in the Kedusha of Yisoid. Clearly we see that he's the one who fights Shechem. He's the one, together with Levi, it's Mashma, was those two who cunningly tell them to circumcise themselves. And they're the ones who go out and kill out the entire Shechem and save Dina. Because of what happened to Abbas Yisrael, V'chein lo ye'osa, Rashi says over there, Nevola Asa b'Yisrael, Hachazayne Yases Achayseinu. So Shimon is being loichem for Kedushas Yisrael, Kedushas Abris, the Kedusha of Abbas Yisrael. So Shimon's melchama against Yosef is not keneged the midah of Yosef. His melchama was because he felt that it was a merida in Malchus Beis David. Nevertheless, it's considered a pagam, and it led to a pirud. And it led to later, eventually, the split between Malchus Beis David and Malchus Yisrael. And this takes place in Shechem. Shechem is the Mokam Muchel LePeronius. So Avraham Avinu, upon entering Eretz Yisrael, foresees that there's going to be a pegam that's going to lead to Golus, that's going to lead to the exile. Avraham's entering Eretz Yisrael. Upon entering Eretz Yisrael, he goes to the place where the first period takes place, which is going to lead to the eventual goal of Sinas Chinam, to the Churban. So Avram goes to Mispal Ad Mekayim Shechem. This is done that the Pasuk is talking about later on, Chayiv, because that's where Avraham and Avot set up the Egel, as the Pasuk says, in Melachim, where it talks about the Merida against Malchus Beis David. The Pasuk there says clearly he put up an Egel in Basel, an Egel in Don. That's what the pasuk is referring to, that Avraham Avinu has chalishas hadas, he weakens in his battle against the malachim because of what takes place later, even though it didn't happen yet, but it was like an or chayz, it's hadikim ha-margish already, what's going to take place later on in a specific mokum, as you do it at the Baal Shem Tov, past Auschwitz. That's what they bring down, Svarim bring down, that he passed there with his talmidim and he sat there and cried. And he said that this is a makam muchan leperonius. They already foresaw, even though it didn't happen yet. We see clearly that Avram was margish already what's going to take place later in Shechem, what's going to take place later in Dom. And that's the first place that he goes, and that's where he's mispalel. Not only that the Bnei Yaakov should be matzliach in their battle against Shechem, he's being mispalel for the achdus of Klal Yisrael. He's being mispalel for Malchus Beis David. And therefore, Shimon, the Avodah of Mar Cheshvin, which is Mazel Akrav, and the same according to those who say that Iyar is also, Iyar is the Avodah of, there's also the Chodesh of Shimon, but Iyar is Mazel Shor. Yosef is compared to a Shor. And Akrav, that's the Klipa, that's Menaged to Yosef. Akrav is Yishmael. Yosef is sold to the Yishmaelim, put into a pit with Akrav, with Akrabim. And at the time that the Merida Keneged Malchus Beis David takes place, Rechavam says, my father chastised you, Ovi Yisar Eschem Bashoitim, V'ani Ayaser Eschem Bo Akrabim. He uses the word Akrabim. That's what caused the rebellion against Rechavam, the way he spoke to Klal Yisrael. He said, I'm going to chastise you with scorpions, Bo Akrabim. So in Mazel Akrav, in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, Chodesh Mar Cheshvan is Begematria Malchus Beis David, that's where the Merida against Malchus Beis David takes place, in the Chodesh of Shimon. And this is the Avoida of Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, is to be Mesakein the Merida, to be Mesakein the Pirud, which we see this from Zion Cheshvan, the lesson of Zion Cheshvan, right as we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan, that we don't ask for rain until every Yid gets home. The concern for each and every single Yid, Avas Yisrael, Achdus Yisrael, which that's going to be Mesakein, the Pirud, the Nechlek Malchus Beis David, that which Shimon was the cause of, that's what Shimon causes the Pirud between Yosef and the brothers, in this Makom Muchan LePeronius, which is Shechem. The tikkun of both Shor and Akrav, which Shor is Iyar and Akrav is Mar Cheshvan, leads us to Mashiach. That's why Mashiach b'miluah is b'gematria Shor Akrav. The tikkun of these two, and these two chadashim, and the chadashim of Iyar and Mar Cheshvan, which are the interim chadash between either Tishrei and Kislev and Nisan and Sivan, is our months of tikkunim. Iyar, we know, is the month of Sfira. And the Iker, the Inyif and the Oimer is b'gematria Keri, as the Svarim tells, which is the Mesak and the Kedusha of Yosef, Mazel Shor. So is Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan is the month to be Mesakin the Akrav, the Klipa of the Akrav. The middle letters of Akrav is Reish Kuf, Reik. Habor Reik. In the bar is Reik. There's emptiness in this bar. There's Akrav. Akrav is emptiness. That's why this is an empty Chodesh. Mar Cheshvan now is an empty Chodesh that we have to fill up. It's a Chodesh that's empty. No other Chodesh is as empty as Mar Cheshvan. Every other Chodesh has some Yomtif or some, even a Tainus, which is going to be a Yomtif. Mar Cheshvan is Kulei Reik. It's completely empty. It's a Chodesh of Avodah. Our Avodah is what has to fill up this Chodesh and prepare this Chodesh for Bias HaMashiach, who's going to be the one who's going to be Mesaking the Klipa of Akrav. We find the Pasuk says in Parshas Shemini, it talks about the snake and the scorpion there, the middle Pasuk of the entire Chumash. Kol hoylech al gochain v'chol hoylech al arba. Any animal that goes on its stomach and any animal that goes on fours. So Rashi tells us, who's the gochain? The nachash. And who's the animal that's hoylech al arba? Lahavi, says Rashi, ze akrav. This is the akrav. The akrav is referred to hoylech al arba. Why is the akrav referred to as that it goes on four? Most animals go on four. Most animals have 4 feet. What's the hoylech al arba? Akrav is Yishmael. Yishmael is the fifth golus, as mentioned many times. So there's four, there's Bavel, Madai, Yavon, Edom. Yishmael is on top. Yishmael gets his sustenance, sort of, from the four Goliaths that preceded him. That's what makes him so difficult. So he's Hoylech Al Arba on the four previous Goliaths. And the Mashiach ben David will be Loichim Keneged, the Akrav. Mashiach will wage battle against Yishmael, Kishayipal Yishmael Ba'achrus Hayonim, as the Baal HaTurim says. That's when Yitzmach ben David, Hoylech Al Arba is Begematria Mashiach ben David. Koil Hoylech Al Arba is Begematria Pidus. Mashiach will bring Pidus. Shalach Pidus La'amoi. Besamti Pidus Bein Amyu Vein Amecha. Pidus, Pidia, redemption. Mashiach will be Poida us from Golis and Poida us from Yishmael, who's compared to the Akrav, the Hoylech Al Arba. Just as Mashiach will ride on the donkey, Oni V'Reichev Al Chamor, which Yishmael is also compared to Chamor, Kiyadua. He's the Mashiach is Hoylech al Arba, he will be Mavato, the Klipa of Akrav. We see in Chazal, Gemara in Bava Basra here, that tells us in Bava Basra of Ayin Dalad, that Rabbi Bar Chana went into the desert, and it says there that an Arab, a Taya, a Yishmaeli, showed him where Har Sinai is. He says, come, I'll show you Har Sinai. So it says they went and they saw surrounding Har Sinai Akraba, scorpions. The Kaima Kichamri Chavris, and they were standing like white donkeys. And I heard a baskel that said, Oili, Hashem sort of was bemoaning the fact that he swore, doesn't say what he swore about here, Rashi says that he swore to send the Jews into Golas, and now that I swore me mayfully, who's going to nullify my Shavuot? This is a difficult Gemara, there's a Marsha on this, a Maral on this. So the Marsha says that the Akrabim over here, the scorpions here, represent the Chachamim, that the Mishnah says the Perkei Avos, Neshichason, Neshichas Shuol, Vakitzason, Akitzas Akra, the bite of the Talmidei Chachamim, of the Chachamim, is like an Akra, that we have to keep to all the Gezeiros of Chazal. Without the Gezeiros of Chazal, the Torah has no key. It says the Marsha, that's why Har Sinai, that's the Torah, was surrounded by scorpions. So those are the bite of the Chachamim, compared to the bite of a scorpion. So there is an Akrav in Kedusha, just like there's an Akrav in Tumah, there's an Akrav in Kedusha. In fact, they bring down, Akrav is Rosh HaTevis, Oysim Be'emar Ritzayin Koinam. The way to be Mevatel, the Klipa of Akrav, which is the Klipa of Krirus, Kaltkeit, coolness, insensitivity, lack of enthusiasm, Ashakarcha Baderach, Akrav, the Shoirish is Kar, Krirus, coldness, is Oysim Be'emar Ritzayin Koinam. That's the hepech. To do be'emo v'yira, which is chamimus. That's how we're mesakin the klipa of Akrav, the klipa of Kriris. Akrav is the klipa of mikra, coincidence. Everything is a coincidence. Like keri, right? Akrav, keri, mikra, asher korcha baderech, asher yikra eschem ba'acharis hayomim. It's interesting that we find the last pasuk right before it says that Yaakov gathers all the shvatim to tell them when Mashiach is going to come. Hey, osvu va'agido achem, eisa sheyikro eschem ba'acharos hayomim. So there, the last pasuk before that is that Yaakov tells Yosef that he bought the city of Shechem. Actually, look, I took the city of Shechem. Miyad ha'emoiri b'charbi u'b'kashti, b'tzloisi u'b'ba'uzi. And Rashi says when Shimon and Levi killed the inhabitants of Shechem, all the surrounding nations gathered to battle. And Yaakov says, V'chogar Yaakov claimed Melchama Kenegdon, and he took Shechem from them. And that Shechem he gave to Yosef. Others say Shechem means the Bechorah he gave to Yosef. So he took it away, Miyad ha'emori. Rashi says, Miyad Esop, she'osa ma'ase emori. Becharbi u'bekashi, that's chochmosi u'tefilosi. And right afterwards, Yaakov gathers the Shvatim and says, I want to tell you when the Geula is going to come. That means right before the Geula, we have to battle the Cherev and the Keshes. So the Cherev is Esav. And the Keshes is Yishmael, Roive Kashas, as we see in these Pesukim in Parashas Lech Lecha and Parashas Vayera. We talk about the birth of Yishmael, and we see in next week's Parashas Vayera that Yishmael is the archer, but who Roive Kashas? Esav is Al Charbacha Tichya, and Yishmael is Roive Kashas. So it's Cherev V'Keshes. Those two, the Haftarah of Bamidbar, says that La'osid Lavoi, Hashem will remove the cherev and the keshes, the cherev u'melchama eshboi min ha'aretz. Those two. So right before Yaakov reveals, or wants to reveal, Agida lochem esha sheyikra eschem ba'acharis hayamim. The Torah talks about the cherev and the keshes, and what city is it talking about? It's talking about Shechem, because that's the ticking. When Shechem will be, when that which occurred in Shechem will be rectified, the kilkel that took place in Shechem, the kilkel of the pirud, the fight between Yosef and the brothers, the kilkel of the split between Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Beis Dov, which took place in Shechem. When that will take place, we will overpower Esav and Yishmael, who will unite together at the end of time, as we see today. Melchemes Gog u'Magog is Esav and Yishmael, the Cherev and the Keshes together. And from there comes the Geula. And that's Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan, this is the Chodesh of Malchus Beis David. This is the Chodesh in which we read about the revelation of Malchus Beis David. And this parsha, Avraham Avinu runs to save Lot, because from Lot comes Malchus Beis David. V'hu Yoshev Bisdoim. Bisdoim is Rosh Hashanah, Soid Malchus Beis David. And Dafke in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, in the Chodesh in which the split took place, the Merida against Malchus Beis David, the Chodesh of Shimon, the Avoida of Mar Cheshvan is to be Mesakein, the Chet of Shimon, which really was not a Chet, the Emes. The Shimon was being Mekane for Malchus Beis David. Shimon was Mekane for Kedushas Yisrael in the same city in Shechem where he fought Yosef. He killed out the entire city of Shechem and rescued Dina, who ends up being, her daughter ends up being the Zivug of Yosef HaTzadik. Osnas is the Zivug of Yosef, the daughter of Dina from Shechem, who Shimon rescues, the same Shimon who fights Yosef. And where does Shimon take his nachala? Dafke in the nachala of Yehuda. Michevel b'nei Yehuda nachalas b'nei Shimon. It's b'gematria cherev v'keshes. Michevel b'nei Yehuda nachalas b'nei Shimon. Shimon gets his portion in the portion of Yehuda dafke. That's where his portion is scattered, as mentioned before. Because Shimon belongs with Yehuda. Shimon deserves to be with Yehuda. Shimon, Yehuda together is b'gematria malchus. Yehuda is the melech. In a way, this is a tremendous hachna of Shimon. Shimon is older than Yehuda. Shimon displays here a bittul for Yehuda, who's younger than him. Shimon is loichem for Yehuda. So Shimon together with Yehuda is begematria malchus, and Shimon receives his portion, dafke in the portion of Yehuda, and travels with Yehuda, as we see in the psukim. One of the portions of land of Yehuda is called Male Akrabim. In Parshas Maaseh, we read about the Gvulois of Eretz Yisrael. So the pasuk says that Minegev Lemale Akrabim. When the Torah tells us the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael in Parshas Maaseh, it says the Nosav Lochem HaGvul Minegev Lemale Akrabim. There's a place in Eretz Yisrael called, it's above the scorpions, Male Akrabim. Where is this place? So when we look in Sefer Yehoshua, we find that Male Akrabim is in the Nachal of Yehuda, which means Male Akrabim belongs to Malchus Beis David. Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, Mazel Akrav. Mazel Akrav is Nishapech. The Akrav becomes a Chelek of Eretz Yisrael, even though it says Yerushalayim is the place in which Lehizik Nochash Ve'Akrav. When there's Yerushalayim, there's no Akrav. When there's an Akrav, there's no Yerushalayim. And the Merida against Malchus Beis David, we know, was a Merida against Yerushalayim. The Malchei Yisrael chose a different city. Yerovam goes to Shechem. Yerovam goes to a different, to Shomron. He goes, that's where he's Melech. They despise Yerushalayim, as we see in the Psukim there. They call David Ben Yishai. Ben Yishai is Begematria Akrav. But in a portion of land of Yehuda, there's a place called Male Akrabim. Perhaps we could say, I didn't see it in Mefurish, that the Nachal of Shimon is there near Male Akrabim. Shimon's Chodesh is Mazel Akrav, and the Tikkun of Chodesh Mar Cheshvan from the Gematria Malchus Beis David is the Tikkun of Shimon. V'hoya Ekev Tishmon, Tishmon is Isaiah's Tikkun Shimon. The Tikkun of Shimon, which will take place in the time of Ekev. If we take the word Akrav, if we take the Resh out of Akrav, and the Resh is Ra, we get Ekev. The Ekev, the Ikvus of the Mashiach, Ekev Kabbalah's Oil, V'hoya Ekev Tishmon, the Tikkun of Shimon, which Shimon is this Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. The Avodah of Mar Cheshvan is to intensify our Achdus, to intensify Kedusha, to be Mesakein, the Chet of Shimon, which also, as we know later on, in the Maisa of Shittim, which is why Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't give him a bracha. But yet, in Har Grizim and Har Evel, which is also as mentioned here, Eloi Noira, Har Grizim and Har Evel, where there are the Yud Aleph Arurim, the 11 curses, so Rashi brings in Parashas Kisavi, why are there 11 curses? Can I get every shave? It said there should be 12. It says Shimon doesn't get an Orur. Why doesn't Shimon get an Orur? Because Shimon didn't get a Bracha. Because Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't ben Shimon, Yaakov Avinu doesn't ben Shimon. So therefore it's not right that he should get an Orur. So he doesn't get an Orur either. So it's a maila that Shimon receives no bracha, but he receives no oror. With this, we can understand the Bnei Yisoscha says that Akrav is Oisius Iker Bayis. Iker Bayis, the main house, the Bayis Hashlishi, Sheyibon B'Meir of Yomein, the Bayis Hashlishi will be Netzchaneich Dafke in this Chodesh. In Chodesh, Mar Cheshvan Mazel Akrav Yerach Bul, so says the Galkut Shemoni and Melachim, that the Beis Hamikdash HaRishon that was built by Shloima, it was completed in Mar Cheshvan, but Shloima didn't inaugurate it, he didn't dedicate it until Tishrei, so Mar Cheshvan was insulted. So Hashem promises Mar Cheshvan that in the future, Mar Cheshvan will be the month of Ikar Bayis. How can we be Merames? Ikar Bayis, the Bayis HaShlishi, the Bayis Nitzchi, the bias that will never be destroyed, which is the Olam HaTikun, the Olam HaShmini, in the word Akrav, a word that is associated with Tumah. So the same thing we see with Nachash, as the Arizal says, Nachash is B'gematria Mashiach. They're Hafachim, they're opposites. The Mashiach will be Mesaka in the Nachash. Mashiach is Mesaka in the Chet of the Nachash. Mashiach will be Mesaka in the Pagam of the Akrav. So in the word Akrav itself is the Tikkun, Ikar Bayis. And the Bayis HaShlishi is Toloi, the Oimei, the Bayis HaShlishi, the Binyan of the Bayis HaShlishi, Bias HaMashiach, which the Gemara equates to the bite of a scorpion. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that there are three that come by Hesach Hadas, Metzia, Akrav, and Mashiach. All come unexpected. It means, because Mashiach is going to be Mesak in the Chet, the Pagam of the Akrav, Mashiach is going to be Mesake. This year is Tov Shin Ayin Beis. Tov stands for Tikkun, and Shin Ayin Beis is B'gematria Akrav. That this year hopefully will be the year of the Tikkun, of the Kalipa of Akrav, the Kalipa of the Scorpion, which, as the Rabbi Nobachi revealed to us, as mentioned before, is Yishmael. Yishmael who rises to power before the downfall, before Yipol Yishmael. On the one hand, we see Nefila now, we see definitely people falling. Al-Panei Kol Echav Nofel is the Gematria Dor Acharon, the last Dor, our Dor, which is the Dor Acharon before the arrival of Mashiach, is the Dor that will experience the Nefila of Yishmael. So on one hand we do see some Nefila, on the other hand we see the opposite. It's because it's coming to the end. So naturally the Akra of Yishmael, the Chamor, Yishmael is compared to various tumas, various animals, is going to try to get in as much before his total Nefila. He's going to try to grab him whatever he can, Ki Yadua, before the end, the Koiches Ha-Hara, try to grab him whatever they can. So as we enter Mazal Akrav, as we enter Mar Cheshvan, we read Parshas Lech Lecha, the Parsha where Avraham Avinu goes into Eretz Yisrael and right away is mispowel in the Mokum Hamucham with Peronius, in the Mokum of Shechem, Ad Mekoyim Shechem, there where the Peronius took place, where the Merida took place, where the Kilkul Hashvatim took place, where Shimon was the most responsible. Right away, the Torah is teaching us that we should be misaken what happened in Shechem. As we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan, we should be misaken what happened in Shechem. And in that, through doing that, we will be zeichet to the bechina of Shmini. That's why this is called the Chodesh Hashmini, which is a pel of Amos, that this Chodesh Mazel Akrav is the Chodesh Hashmini. This Shabbos Ches Mar Cheshvan Shmini Shev Shmini. By being mesaken the pegam of Akrav, the kilkel of the Akrav, by being mesaken the chait that led to the Golus, that brought to the Churban, is going to bring us to the Bechina of Shemini, to the Ois Nun. Sefer Yetzirah tells us that Mar Cheshvan was created with the letter Nun. Lech Lecha. Lecha is equal to 50. Nun. Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha. The goal is that you reach the Shar HaNun, which Avraham Avinu reaches eventually when he comes to the second Lech Lecha. The Medrash says that this Lech Lecha was to lead to the second Lech Lecha. The second Lech Lecha was the one by the Akedah where it says, Lech lecha el eretz ha-moiriya v'ha'alei v'sham le'oila. And there Avraham Avinu says, Behar Hashem Yeiro'e. That's the Mokom HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, Mokom HaMikdash. That's where the Mazel Akrav will be rectified. Behar Hashem Yeiro'e is Begimatria Mazel Akrav. Hagam Loi Hizik Nochash Be'akrav Yerushalayim. So this is Mazel Akrav. So L'chayr, this is a Chaydash that is not associated with Yerushalayim. We see here that Avraham Avinu was constantly traveling towards Yerushalayim. Holoich v'rosaya hanegba. He's going south. Rashi says, where's he going? He's going to Yerushalayim. He's going to Har HaMoriah. Lolechas ledroima shel Eretz Yisrael, v'hi letzad Yerushalayim. And then Rashi adds something very interesting. Shehi bechelkoi shel Yehuda. Shenotlu bedroima shel Eretz Yisrael, Har HaMoriah shehi nachalosoi. Why Rashi has to mention that this isn't the portion of land of Yehuda davka? Yehuda, that's Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis Yerushalayim is in the portion of land of Yehuda, at least this part. There's a part that's Binyamin's as well. And as mentioned before, that's also where Mali Akrabim is. Mali Akrabim is south of Yerushalayim. It's also south. Holech v'nasaya hanegba. The goal is Ma'ale Akrabim, to be Maila, to elevate the Akrav, to be Misake, and to rectify the Pagam that took place as a result of the Akrav, the Klipa of Akrav. So dafka this chaydish, which is himlich ois nun, this is the chaydish that was created with the letter nun, the yerach hashmini, is the chaydish to be misak and the akrav. And just like we see after Nisan, we prepare for shvuas, which is the matan Torah of nigla of Torah. Now we prepare for kislev, which is Chanukah, which is the matan Torah of pnimiyus haTorah, which is the yomtiv of oil, the oil shemen. It's the part of Torah that was hidden. The oir hagonis, as all the svarim tell us, that Chanukah is the Hizgalus of the Oyer HaGonuz. And that part of Torah, that's the part of Torah that's now Gonuz, the part of Torah that we refer to as Pnimius HaTorah, that's the part that Mashiach is going to reveal when the fifth Golus comes to an end, which is Golus Yishmael, the Golus of Pera Odom, the Golus of Hesach Hadas. Mashiach comes by Hesach Hadas. Mashiach Hoylech Al Arba will be revealed to us, all the five levels of the Neshama, Nefesh Ruach, Neshama Chayu Yechida, including all the levels of Torah, specifically that part of Torah which now is hidden, will then be revealed. So just like in Iyar, we're preparing for Sivan, which is the Yom Tov of Shavuos, in which we were given the revealed part of Torah. Now we are preparing for the part of Torah that is hidden, the Or HaGonuz, which is Chanukah. That respect, in a way, this is even higher than the Avodah of Iyar, more difficult. That's why it's Mazel Akrav, which is more difficult to be Mesakin than Mazel Shor. And therefore the reward is greater. The Nisyonos of Ma'acheshvan hinted in these parshiyos of Lech Lecha and Vayera. These are the parshiyos of Nisyonos. Avram goes through one Nisyon after another Nisyon, another Nisyon, finally he comes to the ultimate, to the Nisyon of the Akedah, of Lech Lecha El Eretz HaMoriah. He reaches his destination. He comes to Yerushalayim, the Mokom HaMikdash. He designates it as the Mokom HaMikdash, the future Mokom of Avodah. Ikar Bayis, the Har Hashem Yeiroa Begamatria Mazel Akrav. That's the Iker Bayis. Akrav Begamatria. Akrav Oisius Iker Bayis, as the Bnei Yisoscha says. This is the Chaydish in which we will be Zeicha to the Chinuch of the Bayis Hashlishi, and now we understand why. This is the Chaydish that we have a big Avoid to be Mesakin, the Chet of Shimon, to be Mesakin, that which took place in Shechem, Don, Chayva, to be Mehapi Chayva to Zakai. And Al Yedei that this Chodesh becomes the Chodesh Hashmini, Begoloi, we see it with our own eyes, that this is the Chodesh Hashmini, that we will be Zeicha to the Bechina of Shmini, and to the ultimate Lech Lecha, every year it goes out, Me'artzecha, Me'moylaratecha, Me'be'esavicha, El Oretz HaShe'areka, we should all be Zeicha to enter Eretz Yisrael, Zerafa Etein, and so Oretz HaZois, and to the Kedusha of Bris Mila, as mentioned in this week's parasha, and to the Bittul of Yishmael, V'hu Yihye Pera Odom Yodai Bakoil, the Yad Kol Boy, which is Begamatria, Umisham Yekabetzcha. Umisham Yekabetzcha, that's the Gula Achroina, those two words, Umisham Yekabetzcha, Begamatria, Vahu Yehia Pera Odom, Yodai Bakoil, the Yad Kol Boy, in the Schus of Koil. Koil is the Kedusha of Yosef, the Midah of Koil, as mentioned many times. We could be Leichem against Yishmael, we could be Zeicha to the ultimate Gula, we should be Zeicha that this Chaydish Ma'acheshvan should be Nishapeh, and we should see the Iker Bayis now.